Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Lalita Vishakha Jaya Lalita Vishakha Lalita Vishakha Jaya Lalita Vishakha Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवेकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. अहम् ब्रह्मं परं धामम् ब्रह्माहं परमं पदम् एवं समिक्षचात्मानम् आत्मानियधाय निष्कले दशन्तं तक्षकं पादे लेलिहान् विशानने न द्रक्ष्यसि शरीरं च विश्वं च पृथगात्मना. अहं ब्रह्मं परं धामं ब्रह्माहं परमं पदम् एवं समिक्षचात्मानम् आत्मानि अधाय निष्कले. अहं ब्रह्मं परं धामं ब्रह्माहं परमं पदम् एवं समिक्षचात्मानम् आत्मानि अधाय निष्कले. अहं ब्रह्मं परं धामं ब्रह्माहं परमं पदम् एवं समिक्षचात्मानम् एवं समिक्षचात्मानम् आत्मनि अधाय निष्कले. अहं ब्रह्मं परं धामं ब्रह्माहं परमं पदम् एवं समिक्षचात्मानम् आत्मनि अधाय निष्कले. अहम् I, Brahma, the absolute truth, Param, सुप्रीम अधम सॉरी धाम द अबोर्ड ब्रह्म द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ अहम आय परमम द सुप्रीम पदम डेस्टिनेशन एवं दज समीक्षा कंसिडरिंग च एंड आत्मानम योर सेल्फ आत्माने इन द सुप्रीम सेल्फ अधाय प्लेसिंग निष्कले विच इज फ्री फ्रॉम मेटेरियल डेजिग्नेशन Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You should consider I am non-different from the absolute truth, the supreme abode. And that absolute truth, the supreme destination, is non-different from me. Thus resigning yourself to the supreme soul, who is free from all material misidentification, you will not even notice the snake but Takshaka, when he approaches with his poison-filled fangs and bites your foot, nor will you see your dying body or the material world around you, because you will have realized yourself to be separate from them. Text number 13. Etatte kathitam tata yadatma prushtavanrupa harer vishvatmanam cheshtam kim bhuyashrotum icchasi. Beloved King Parikshit, I have narrated to you the topics you originally inquired about, the pastimes of the Lord Hari, the Supreme Soul of the universe. Now what more do you wish to hear? Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In his commentary on this text, Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately demonstrated by citing many Bhagavatam verses the exalted devotional position of King Parikshit, who was fully determined to fix his mind upon Lord Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Mritam Yena Dasmai Sri Guru Venama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 5th chapter, verse number 5 to 13. This purport has, purport and translation together, has 4 points. The first, which is described in the shloka number 11 and 12, that the soul is different from matter. That's why it is saying that you should consider I am non-different from the absolute truth, the supreme abode. So this is the first point. And then second point is the soul and super soul, the Jivatma and the Supreme Person and Godhead, they are same. And the third point describes, thus resigning yourself to the Supreme Soul, who is free from all material misidentification, you will not even notice the snake but Takshaka. This describes how to transcend the matter, how to transcend the material conditions. And the fourth point is described in the 13th shloka and purports, the determination of Parikshit Maharaj, who was fully fixed in devotional service of Lord Krishna, and he was determined to go back home, back to Godhead. So it is something like going back to our Bhagavad Gita, beginning with the soul, and then gradually it is describing about this world and then nature of the interaction of living entity with the matter, and then how he can disentangle himself, and then gradually to the super soul, and then Paramatma, and then Bhagavan. So this journey from first canto, or rather we can say from Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual life, so we begin with understanding what is the difference between matter and spirit. So therefore, if you go to the Bhagavad Gita, first instruction Krishna gives to Arjun is Dehinosmin yatha dehe komaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptis dhirastatrana muyyanti. That whatever argument Arjun was giving to not serve the Lord, all of them were based on identification of body with the identification of soul with the body or matter, or rather identification with what he is perceiving with his mind. So when we try to see this world with our mind, pratyaksha praman, then we are put into illusion. And therefore Lord begins to give shabda praman. By shabda praman we can come out of illusion. Otherwise the very first chapter describes how Arjun was put into great emotional turbulence. When he asked the Lord that please place my chariot in front of the Kaurava armies, I want to see them. Then Lord, what did he do? He just placed the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona. Both of them were his, greatest weaknesses. So when we desire to see the world with our own, mind, conditional mind, and our conditional intelligence, then we are put into illusion. And our, weaknesses, they come out. Bhishma and Drona, they were his greatest of weaknesses. If he places the chariot in front of Duryodhana and other Kauravas, then he would have, become even more enraged to fight the war. But because he places the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona, he is put into confusion. What should I do? Should I fight or not? And then as you go ahead in the second chapter, then he starts giving the instruction to the Arjuna that see, you are seeing the situation from your point of view. Now try to see situation how I am seeing. And throughout the Bhagavad Gita, he is telling, see like this, see like that. You should see from the spiritual point of view. Otherwise, you will not be able to live even materially. What to speak of getting spiritual world and other things. Therefore, I remember one very nice analogy Chaitanya Charan Prabhu gave, that in the boxing match, we may have seen many times, the two opponents they are fighting. Suppose there is A and there is B. And as soon as A understands what is the weakness of B, he will just hit on that part of the body only. Suppose your shoulder is paining, then shoulder of the B, person B, and the person A will again and again hit on the same part. And because of that, that other person, he cannot fight. So similarly, this way, when we try or desire to see the world with our own mind and intelligence, conditioned mind and intelligence, then Maya, she will, you know, she brings out our weaknesses, and she again and again strikes on them, making difficult for us to even to stand and what to speak of, walk and go ahead to our destination. So therefore Krishna says, see the world as I am seeing. And therefore he starts this, you know, and then Arjun may ask, ki, you are telling me to see the soul, but then what is the logic behind that? How do I see? Then Krishna gives this logic that as the body is changing from youth, from childhood to boyhood to youth, like that, it's continuously changing, but you are the same person within. Even modern science also accepts, right? They say that cells within the body, they are continuously changing. Every 7 years, your body is almost changed completely. So even after the change, still you are feeling yourself to be the same person. Suppose, for example, just to give, you write something on the paper, and then you erase it. You erase the molecules, you know, on the paper. Then you will not get the same information which was there before erasing it. Right? But the people in this world, they say that, I mean, when you take the, you know, medical science and all other things to discuss where all the consciousness is coming from or where all the memory is stored, they say that the memory is stored in the brain cells or neurons. But even neurons or the cells of the body, they are continuously changing one after other. And there is no investigation. The old cells, when they die, how they transfer the information to the, you know, new ones which are born. So like that, even if we see medically, even at our context, at our, you know, contemporary time, we can, some logic and common sense we can understand. We are changing continuously, but body is changing, but the Atma is not changing. Therefore, Atma is as it is there. So he tells that, and then he tells that to understand Atma even more, you have to follow verse number 13 and 14. He says that, be sama in sukha and dukkha, tolerate happiness and distress. And why to tolerate? Krishna says that because they are just born out of sense perception. First thing. Second thing he tells that, if you tolerate like this, you will get amrit. So amritatvaya kalpate. Which amrit? Amrit of realizing the soul. So this is the first thing in the Bhagavad Gita which tells how to be equanimous. See, this is the journey which is going from Bhagavad Gita to Bhagavatam. When you go to the Bhagavatam, you will get the examples how people or devotees, they tolerated the odds of life and they were equipoised in sukha and dukkha. Because as long as we are affected with ups and downs of life, we cannot focus on transcendence. Something good happens, we are very much elated. So much elated that we cannot focus on our chanting also. If we get nice prasadam, that, you know, or if somebody praises you so much, or if somebody, you know, gives you or fulfills your desire, that something which you desperately wanted to fulfill, that day if we observe ourselves, it's difficult to focus. We are just thinking of that only. Oh, I wanted this, I got it. I'm so lucky, I'm so fortunate among all these people. And someday something goes wrong. That day also we are very, you know, low in our consciousness. We cannot focus on chanting only or our services. We are continuously thinking, why did he do so? Or why is telling like that? Is Krishna against me? Or is Guru Maharaj not hearing my prayers? Or why this devotee is doing like that? So the first qualification to enter into spiritual life is we have to be equipoised and equanimous to the ups and downs of life. And a simple example, you know, we can give is just somebody watching the TV, suppose. Or, you know, sometime we can see some, you know, boys, they are playing some games on the smartphone. Now this is more relevant example. They are playing, and even if you go, you know, from there near, if you go near to them or just pass by their side, they will not notice what is happening around. They are so absorbed in that they cannot, you know, understand the, or they cannot become aware of the reality surrounding them. Like that, if we are just caught up in the ups and downs of life, we cannot, you know, shift our consciousness from matter, because these ups and downs both are related to matter only, related to body only. So we cannot shift our consciousness from matter to spirit. And therefore, this is the first thing Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita. So this is the first point which is described in the mentioned in the purport and shloka, that soul is different from matter. Try to understand this with some logic, common sense, and then try to be equanimous and try to practice. Then gradually you will understand as you move ahead, to the point that you will understand even who is God, what is spiritual one, and all those things as you study the laws of karma and things like that. There is one book by Prabhupada, or even rather BBT, they have compiled this, Consciousness, the Missing Link. You must have read this book. In that book, there are many, you know, beautiful examples. I mean, when we try to understand Atma, then Paramatma, and gradually as you try to move ahead, this one example, this particular phenomena, they call it as phenomena of inspiration in the scientific world. Means there are many researchers or, scientist or whoever, even we all are researchers, we are trying to search something in this world. We try to search something, but we do not come to know that how this formula comes, or sometimes some scientists, they try to formulate some equation. They cannot understand how it is coming. But it is observed that when they are not conscious of the subject matter, they are just, taking rest or just moving in the park or just got up in the morning, washing their clothes or taking bath. That time suddenly something comes from within heart, that okay, this is the answer to your question. Sometimes even our chanting is, pending some, we are about to take rest in the night, and then suddenly we are not aware and we are not thinking how much I have to chant, whether my chanting is complete or not. We think, okay, my chanting is done today, but one or two rounds are left. You must have observed that. And suddenly from within that call comes, you are yet to chant one round, go and chant, and then come, and then take rest. So like that, there are many, small, even daily life examples and common sense things can give clue that there is a Atma and there is a Paramatma and all those things. Then second point, which is described in the, mentioned in the purport, is soul and super soul, that this says that you understand that you are, I am non-different from the absolute truth, the supreme abode. The absolute truth, the supreme destination is non-different from me. Now this oneness is not in terms of quantity, but is in terms of quality. So people generally misunderstand when we say, Bhagavan, hum ek hi hain. To hum ek hi hain, to phir, why we are suffering in this world and why Krishna is ruling through Maya. So therefore, we have to understand this one difference that this Prabhupada gives a very beautiful example in his lectures. He says that कर्मी लोग कहते हैं मैं मरूंगा नहीं, इस तरह से वे जीते हैं, जबकि ज्ञानी और भक्त कहते हैं मैं अगले क्षण मरने वाला हूं, तो मुझे मरने से पहले ऐसा कुछ करना चाहिए कि मुझे फिर से यह भौतिक देह ना मिले, जो कि मैं कुत्ते जैसा भौ भौ करके जीता रहूं, यह ठीक नहीं। एंड देन इट टेल्स, जीवात्मा भगवान का अंश है, उसे कैसे छोड़ सकते हैं? जैसे सोना संडास में भी गिरा होगा तो उसे उठाते हैं, उसका मूल्य सोना ही रहता है। दिस बेसिकली इज कोटिंग चाणक्य पंडित, दैट श्लोका इज देयर, दैट विशदप्य अमृतम ग्राह्यम मेध्यापि कांचनम अमित्रादपि सदवृत्तम बलादपि सुभाषित, दैट इवन यू कैन एक्सट्रैक्ट नेक्टर फ्रॉम द पॉइजन, और यू कैन लर्न फ्रॉम दोज हु मे नॉट बी हायर इन कास्ट or your position in your comparison. But still, if they are learned, you can learn from them. So he's telling like that. So we cannot, leave soul like that. You have to reclaim from matter. And then he describes the difference between the Atma and Paramatma. He says that part may have all composition of whole, but that doesn't mean it becomes whole. Part is part, whole is whole. As simple as. जैसा समुद्र का पानी और समुद्र के पानी का बूंद, समुद्र के पानी से समुद्र है, पर समुद्र के पानी के बूंद को समुद्र नहीं कह सकते। बूंद बूंद है और समुद्र समुद्र है, भले ही दोनों में समान गुण है। सो लॉर्ड एंड द जीवात्मा, सुपर सोल एंड परमात्मा एंड जीवात्मा, बोथ हैव सेम क्वालिटेटिव फीचर्स बट नॉट द क्वांटिटेटिव। एंड देन ही सेज दैट अंश जीवात्मा है, सोना अंगूठी और सोना सोने का खामने होता है, जिससे गोल्ड एंड गोल्ड माइन, दिस एग्जाम्पल इज गिविंग, दिस एग्जाम्पल इन पर्पट ऑल्सो भगवद गीता मेनी टाइम्स. दोनों में सोना है पर सोने का अंगूठी सोने का खान नहीं बन जाता. इतना दिमाग तो होना चाहिए. आई मीन दिस इज अ कॉमन सेंस. इफ यू डू नॉट, इफ यू कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड इवन दिस थिंग्स, देन यू आर नॉट, यू नो, नॉट मोर बेटर देन एनिमल. समुद्र में लाखों टन नमक और बूंद में कुछ मिलीग्राम. छोटे का छोटा पावर, बड़े का बड़ा पावर. छोटा रिचार्ज का छोटा पावर, बड़ा रिचार्ज का बड़ा पावर. सो इन अ वेरी सिंपल वे ही एक्सप्लेन्स दैट व्हाट इज द क्वालिटेटिव एंड क्वांटिटेटिव डिफरेंस बिटवीन द लॉर्ड एंड द लिविंग एंटिटी. एंड देन फर्दर इफ यू गो अहेड इन द परपोर्ट, देयर इज अ थर्ड पॉइंट दैट इज, ही सेज दैट एज सून एज यू अंडरस्टैंड एंड रियलाइज योर क्वालिटी एज वन विद द लॉर्ड in terms of quality, not quantity. And he says, thus resigning yourself to the Supreme Soul who is free from all material misidentification, you will not even notice the snake but Takshaka when he approaches with his poison filled fangs and bites your foot. Nor you will see your dying body. I mean, you will become so materially transcendental that you will not notice what happened to you. This is something like just the transfer of, you know, Dwarkavasis from Dwarka to Mathura. Next morning you get up, you are in the spiritual world. Right? For us, I mean, to relate the example. So this, to understand it more clearly, there is some, you know, one beautiful quotation by Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita. In the fifth chapter, when you study this Karma Yoga, action in Krishna consciousness, in the 13th chapter, this shloka is there. सर्व कर्माणि मनसा संन्यासस्ते सुखम वशी नवद्वारे पुरे देहि नैवम कुरियन कारयन. दिस इज दैट द लिविंग एंटिटी और द एम्बॉयडेड लिविंग बीइंग कंट्रोल्स हिज नेचर एंड मेंटली रिनाउंसेस ऑल एक्शंस. ही रिजाइड्स हैप्पीली इन द सिटी ऑफ नाइन गेट्स. नाउ वी मे थिंक दैट वी आर नॉट लिविंग हैप्पीली इन दिस बॉडी. वी हैव सो मेनी डिजीजेस, वी हैव सो मेनी मेंटल प्रॉब्लम्स एंड दिस प्रॉब्लम दैट प्रॉब्लम. सो हाउ वी आर लिविंग हैप्पीली. So Prabhupada elaborates in the purport that, and in the shloka it is said that neither working nor causing work to be done. Right? In the purport Prabhupada says that the embodied soul lives in the city of nine gates. The activities of the body or the figurative city of the body are conducted automatically by particular modes of nature. The soul, although subjecting himself to the condition of the body, now this is a very important line. The soul, although subjecting himself to the conditions of the body, can be beyond those conditions if he so desires. If he desires, because desire is the one thing, this is a section of three doers, Lord, Prakriti and Jivatma. So everything is being carried out by Prakriti, then what is my role? My role is desire. And circumstances may not be in my favor, but they are always in favor of, I mean, may not be favor in the in favor of body, but they are always in favor of soul or jivatma. In any situation he can transcend the matter or any situation if he so desires. Just like, suppose for example we are traveling in the train and train is too much crowded and just people are, you know, pushing you, pulling you, you know, kicking your, you know, foot, and then if you have regularly traveled and you can imagine the situation. In that situation, we have option either to blame the government or to blame our own condition or to blame our, you know, the neighbor and just be angry and get frustrated. Why this is happening and why that is happening? Or we have option just to think of, you know, suppose just now lockdown is going on. Now those devotees are, you know, those well-wishers, whoever, for our Radha Gopinath temple, they may not be come to temple. But if they so desire, they can transcend the situation and they can be with Radha Gopinath. If in such situations, they can meditate on those days when temple was open and nice festivals were going on, everyday darshan was going on, how, you know, we used to take prasad and how we used to relish the darshan of Radha Gopinath, and you know, meet all the devotees. If we can remember that one remembrance, because spiritual, you know, memories or spiritual life is, you know, just like this, in a name, the name of Krishna and Krishna himself, both are non-different. Similarly, the remembrance of the Lord, in one purport, Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes that, this is in Hindi Bhagavatam I was reading, he says that, Bhagavan ki katha sunna, Bhagavan se pratyaksha mulakat karne jaisa hi hai. When we hear Krishna's katha, it is as good as in person meeting Krishna. Even more better is to hear and then meet than just seeing the deity. If we just see with our material vision, how much we can see. But we hear and then see, then we can immediately transform ourselves to the spiritual world. Therefore, this is the thing that Parikshit Maharaj is telling. Because see, the body is going to be, you know, burned by the takshaka. And everything is there as the material result of, you know, when you destroy something. But still he will be transcendental to that. And if we all can desire and decide, we can be beyond our situations if we so desire. So this desire is very important. If you do not desire, then we are always in the material world. But if we desire, we can transcend that. Then the last point that is mentioned here is in the purport of the 13th shloka. Jiva Goswami elaborately has demonstrated by citing many Bhagavatam verses the exalted devotional position of King Parikshit, who was fully determined to fix his mind upon Lord Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. So therefore, the third point which we discuss, that if we desire, we can change our attitude. And as we change our attitude, we can change, you know, or make our determination more firm. So therefore, this fourth point conveys a very important, you know, message that, I mean, it is not so easy to transcend the matter as we discussed, or we are every day discussing in our all Bhagavatam classes and whatever books we read or in spiritual circles. But it is not so easy to transcend the matter. In the 15th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says that, in the 15th shloka, Sarvasya chaham hridi sanyavishto matta smriti jnana pumohanancha. All the remembrance, all the knowledge, and all the forgetfulness, everything comes from me alone. Now if we say it comes from you, then why doesn't it come to me when I need? There may be many factors to analyze, but one factor is whether you desire or not. First of all, you have to desire, no? If you don't desire, then why Krishna will give you remembrance? So therefore, to be determined or to fix ourselves on the spiritual platform, we have to work hard. Just like in the school days, if you don't do your homework, then what happens? Next day you go to the school, then you get punishment, right? Or if you do not prepare yourself, and without preparation you go to the exam hall, you cannot answer the questions. What to speak of, you know, passing it and graduating from that place. So therefore, this homework is very important, of situating ourselves on the spiritual platform. So this beginning of instruction of Krishna to the Arjuna from the 2.13, it continues telling that you will not realize soul unless you attempt or try to be sama and, you know, dukkha and sukha and all odds of life, and try to situate yourself on the spiritual platform by remembering me, by remembering my pastimes, whatever you have heard, or whatever you like in the spiritual circle. You may like darshan, somebody may like kirtan, somebody may like chanting or whatever. If you do not attempt or try, you will not get that. See, because what happens, there can be two possibilities. Whenever we are hearing from Guru Sadhu Shastra, we have all the knowledge, we have heard, right? So, by hearing that, when the time of crisis or calamity comes, if we choose to, you know, not succumb to the temptations or material desires, there can be one direction. And if we choose to succumb or, you know, just fall prey to that, then there can be another direction. Two directions, they open out, right? So in this, when Krishna says that, I give all remembrance and knowledge, so I will give remembrance or even forgetfulness, remembrance of me and forgetfulness of you know, material desires or material memories which we have in our pre-Krishna conscious life. That all depends on your desire. But then you have to practice. Without your practice, I cannot give that. Therefore, see, sometimes we say that, "Are, I am trying so much, but I am not able to chant properly, or I am not able to hear properly, or I am not able to avoid offenses to the devotees. How should I go ahead?" I mean, this is for us. And for outside person, he may say, "Are, Bhagwan ka bhakti karne ke liye time hi nahi milta hai." I mean, the common excuse is time hi nahi hai. जैसे कि सारा दुनिया का टाइम उन्होंने लेकर रखा है. आई मीन एज इफ दे हैव टेकन रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड अननेसेसरीली. सो देयरफॉर इफ वी हैव एक्सक्यूजेस लाइक दैट, देन इट इज नॉट गोइंग टू कम इन दैट रिमेंबरेंस. देयरफॉर द नाउ इवन आफ्टर डूइंग ऑल दिस थिंग्स, व्हेन द यू नो टाइम ऑफ टेस्ट कम्स, स्टिल वी फॉल प्रे. दिस इज अवर कॉमन एक्सपीरियंस. The conditionings are so strong that even at the point of, you know, Bharat Maharaj, he was at such a high exalted, of course his reason was different. He was not being in the association of the devotees, but that is also his own desire. If he had desire so, he could have been in association of the devotees, right? Of course that age and time was different, different processes for achieving the God realization, but if we do not desire, then it will not come. Therefore we may say sometime Krishna is there, I am every day, you know, trying to worship Krishna, but whether I am doing it with my heart, with my full intention, with all, you know, full my strength, with full strength, if you are not doing that, we are not trying to elevate ourselves to the spiritual platform. That homework, if we are not doing, then it is not possible. That remembrance will not come. Now one may say, if this is the case, that even after trying so much and Krishna is not giving me remembrance, then what should I do? What we can do? Yes, you like to answer, you can answer. What is the remedy? Yes, you can answer. Yeah, we can pray. Yes, we can pray. But now there, we may say that there is a limit to our prayer. I cannot pray for, you know, the Krishna wants us to pray eternally. Just like Maharaj says that surrender is not a one-time surrender. Surrender is moment by moment. It's so difficult. As soon as we hear moment by moment, they are immediately taken aback. Are Baba, itna difficult hai. But there is no other way than this. Therefore, see, this beautiful concept that is mentioned in this shloka and in this purport also, that there may be two times, a good time and a bad time. When good time is going on, when everything is so nicely arranged, we have so many facilities and we are well situated in our material life, it is relatively easier to focus on Krishna consciousness, right? And then, when you collect all these assets, FD banate na, then during the time of crisis, that FD will come into, you know, work. Ab pehle jama hi nahi kiya paisa, to jab sankat aayega to paisa kahan se layenge? So therefore, when we are in good position, good situation, good facilities, that time if we do not attempt to remember Krishna, then it is guaranteed 101% in the time of crisis you will not remember Krishna. I mean, sometimes people say ki are jab dukh hoga to Bhagwan ko yaad karenge, lekin wo, that is some different aspect. For material thing we may be, you know, calling Krishna during our bad time. But I am talking more in the sense that when temptations come, when desires they go away from Krishna consciousness, that time, if we have done the homework, then that homework can come to our rescue. Right? So this is the thing that is described there. And even during the time when, you know, our material position or assets, they are taken away, that time also, if we have developed this attitude of always remembering Krishna, then only that time we can take shelter of Krishna. See, there is one, you know, we have heard that, this famous talk on the YouTube, or, you know, if you read some books also, this topic concept is described many times. That attitude is what that determines your, you know, whether you will attempt, or try to go ahead to climb a mountain or not. Sometimes we see a big mountain from, you know, far away, and then we see itna bada kaise chadenge. But when you try one by one by one by one, you can gradually climb it. So they say that this one, you know, one Swami or somebody, he asked one question to one CEO of a multinational company. He asked him that, what do you ask to those, you know, candidates whom you offer salary more than, you know, per annum? Now, if you see the salary of many big people in the industry today, like Sundar Pichai of Google, he has something, 3.5 CR per day. That is his salary. There are many people who are having salary of 50 crore per annum. He asks, what do you ask them in the interview? What is the question that you ask? And that CEO that of MNC says that, first time I am being asked this question, what do you ask? Because nobody asks this. Because generally what we, if you see, in our temple, if you want to hire somebody, what do you ask in the interview? What is your family? What do you do? What was your past background? Now how you live in the temple? How much you expect salary? These are the common questions we ask. And if I give you, you know, this work, how you will do, like that. But then he says that, that manager says that we ask only one question. He says, why only one question? And that question they have to answer in 20 to 25 minutes. That is even more mysterious. One question you have to answer in 20 to 25 minutes. He says, what is the question? He said, the question is, we ask them, how did you handle failure in your life? When you faced some crisis or, you know, setback or breakup or anything, how did you handle that? You know why? Because to these people, it is meaningless to ask, you know, what is your, how did you study? Because these people, if they are, you know, going for the interview of 50 crore per annum salary, then they must be having good educational qualification, they must be having good experience, and they must be knowing everything. Suppose you take the example of this temple, they must be knowing from bottom to top how to handle everything managerially. They know everything. Then there is no point in asking all these things. Tumne kaise company ko aage badhaya tha, kaise, you know, how did you, you know, manage to, you know, handle the laborers or other colleagues? These are not the question to be asked. The question to be asked is, how did you handle the failure? Because failure is the time your determination, your attitude will be tested. And therefore, if we see the Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is full of all these examples. This is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. If we hear Bhagavatam, then we can easily relate our day-to-day life situations, how I am, you know, my Krishna consciousness, where it is going. If you are regularly hearing Bhagavatam, if you go from the first canto till, you know, the Samanam Bonam, that is 10th canto, you all can give examples. First canto, you can give any example. The person who failed in his life, materially, even spiritually also sometime. But how did they handle? Yes. Vyasadeva. And then Arjuna. Even the person who is hearing Bhagavatam, he himself is a case study. We are all case study. We are also hearing Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj. Now he did not have the intention to do, you know, the thing what he did to Shamik Rishi, right? But it so happened. He was cursed. But how did he take? He took it in a positive way. This attitude, that decides whether he will continue or not. Then as you go to the second canto, we have example of Brahmaji, and even that example of Khatvang Maharaj comes. Then third canto, we have example of Vidura. He was so badly insulted. If we are insulted so badly, then we will immediately give up. Bas ho gaya, nahi chahiye kuch. Ye lo aapka vardi, aapka ye position, aapka ye rifle. Gaur Krishna Maharaj says in the lecture, he says that as soon as Vidura was insulted so badly, he said, ye lo tumhara rifle, nahi chahiye. Rifle means he had that, you know, bow and arrow something, I don't know what was there. Ye rifle le lo, nahi chahiye tumhara. And then he understood that this is the will of the Lord, that he want me to, you know, to graduate and go ahead. Then if we see the example of, you know, even third canto only, Jai Vijay, even Brahmaji, he had to face something which he never imagined. He was going behind his own daughter. But then he situated himself again back to the spiritual platform. This is what the homework. Then Prithu Maharaj in the fourth canto, what was his fault? He didn't want to become Indra. Still, Indra had this, you know, envious nature. Even if you go to the sixth canto, that episode comes, Ashwini Kumaras, they want to learn Brahma Vidya from Dadichi Rishi. Then Indra comes to know, hey, they want to learn Brahma Vidya, why do you want to learn Brahma Vidya? Then Maharaj in that lecture he was saying, Indra ek samanya jeev ke jaisa ekdam irshalu rehta hai. I mean, he is such an exalted position he has. Everything what he wants he has. Still that, you know, miserliness, that weakness is there in the heart. And when they want to go to Dadichi Rishi and learn, then Indra goes to Dadichi Rishi and says, Maine suna hai aap log unko vidya padhane wale hain. Then he says, yes, padhane wala hun. Date pad gaya hai. He says, date has already been decided. So then Indra says, nahi unko nahi padhana hai. Then Dadichi Rishi says, why? No, main bol raha hun na, nahi padhana hai. Bas. Then Dadichi Rishi, he doesn't argue with Indra. He says, dekhenge. And then when Ashwini Kumaras, they come, then Dadichi Rishi says that this is what happened. Indra had come and then he said that if you teach, then I will chop your head. Then he says that, now these Ashwini Kumaras, they are surgeons. They say, are fir hum kis surgeon kaam ke hain? Don't worry. Then they remove his head and replace it with the head of the, you know, horse. That is what Ashwashira Vidya. And Maharaj says that, to unhone us Dadichi Rishi ko sar ko nikala aur ek fridge mein rakh diya, achha, preserve karke. And then everything is taught and they learn Brahma Vidya. And about to end, then Indra comes. He says, are, padha raha hai? Immediately takes out the sword and removes his head. Then again Ashwini Kumar, they are a surgeon. Indra goes back. They take, you know, that the preserved head in the fridge and they reinstate it on their, in his head. And then again, whatever was left, they teach it. So like that, there are some examples in the Bhagavatam which illustrate that this Prithu Maharaj, he didn't want to do, you know, he didn't want any position, but still he was being, you know, put into trouble by Indra. But he transcended that. Gaurampu often says that the 100th sacrifice was the sacrifice of false ego. This was the most important sacrifice. When he did that, Lord Vishnu himself came and that, you know, such a beautiful destination he got. Then fifth canto, we have example of even Priyavrat Maharaj. He wanted to remain brahmachari, but then his father came. He said that, no, you have to take, you know, kingdom and rule it. I want to now practice spiritual life. And then even Narada had to come. Brahmaji had to come to convince him because he is such an exalted soul and firmly fixed in his vows. But then even after that, he didn't think that, okay, he followed it and he succeeded in, you know, attaining the spiritual world. Then example of Bharat Maharaj comes. Then sixth canto, there is example of Ajamil. Chitraketu Maharaj, he was first, you know, having no child, I mean, materially garib. Then Angira Muni came, bahut dhan sampatti aa gaya, and he got the child. Now he was low, then he went high, right? And then again he went low when the child died. See the ups and downs of life. Then again, when he was promoted to Gandharva Lokas, you know, he was ruling Gandharva Loka by grace of Lord Sankarshan. He was in an exalted position. He was doing kirtan every day, moving, you know, with the Gandharvas. But then suddenly, he came across Parvati and Lord Shiva, and then again fell down. He accepted the curse. Narayana para sarve, kutashchana bibhyati, swarga, swarga, apavarga narkeshu, kutashchana bibhyati. That there is no, you know, difference for a devotee between hell or heaven. Wherever he can serve Lord, that is spiritual world. Then as a Vritrasuri, again went up. Then seventh canto describes the example of Prahlad Maharaj. Now such a small child, Prabhupada says in the Hindi lecture, chota bachcha, 5 saal ka, kya uska dosh tha? You know, the whole world was under control of Hiranyakashipu. But still one small child, he is not obeying me. That gave, you know, such an anger in his heart. And he tried to kill him. try to stop him, you know, doing Krishna bhakti, but still Prahlad Maharaj, he reinstated and situated himself on the spiritual platform based on the instructions of Narada Muni. Then 8th canto, we have example of Gajendra and Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj faced crisis from his spiritual master only, but still he understood and realized what is the essence of, you know, dharma, and he moved ahead. And 9th canto describes the example of Ambarish Maharaj. These are all examples. They faced, you know, total failure in material estimation. Is it not? But still they were able to rise up based on their attitude and determination. Then as you go to 10th canto, there is example of Brajavasis. Krishna said, I am coming, I am coming, I am coming. But he did not come back. Right? But then he came in their heart. Of course, he physically also came. But then the remembrance of Lord is as good as meeting the Lord. That's why they were never separated. And 11th canto describes the example of Avanti Brahmana. So much, you know, material insult. He was being, you know, thrown with, you know, stone and urine and all that. Just like Rishabhdev, he was, you know, he faced, you know, the misbehavior from common mass. But still, when he was determined and he changed his attitude, that yes, it is my responsibility. I did not properly, you know, do my homework. Let me take responsibility and let start again. And the 12th canto describes all of our example. The symptoms in the Kali Yuga, we all are manifesting. We all are case studies. And Prabhupada, he's so mercifully sacrificing his, you know, comfort. He went to the New York from Vrindavan. How much failure he faced, even when he was in India, you know, for 40 years almost, 1922 to 65. What he wanted to do, he couldn't do. He wanted to preach, he wanted to, you know, publish Back to God magazine. Sometimes we may have read, you know, he didn't have even two sets of dhoti kurta to, you know, go for program. When he was going to the printer, he didn't have, you know, breakfast. And when he went to the New York, it's not that New York jaane ke baad sab achha ho gaya. Chalo abhi America aa gaya, yahan pe bahut paisa hai, sab achha hoga. No. In the very beginning, his typewriter was stolen. Then he was living with Dr. Mishra. See, for us, when we theoretically think that who is Mayavadi and all that, it's very theoretical for us. When we live actually with the Mayavadi, then you will understand who is he. He didn't allow Prabhupada to speak. He would say, last minute, thoda kirtan karo, ho gaya aapka. Such struggle he faced. And he was cooking for him. And later when he was living with David in the Bowery, what all happened, you have read in the Bhagavatam. And even after that, such struggle and, you know, failure after failure, till he was doing his own Krishna, you know, following his Krishna consciousness. He was, of course, we cannot say that he was doing homework of placing himself on the spiritual platform. He is a Nitya Siddha. But for us to give an example, he, you know, showed us that this is the way you can place yourself in the spiritual platform. Even if there may be, you know, outside circumstances may not be in your favor, but if you so desire, you can change your, you know, destination. And that's how you can transcend ahead, by, you know, removing our mental concoction and whatever we have thought, as per this 5.13 shloka, and even in the 15th shloka chapter, they discuss Vayur Gandham Ivashet. Whatever conceptions we carry, that way we develop our mentality and, you know, our attitude. So we have to change that. So I will end just with one Prabhupada's, you know, lecture point. He says that apni buddhi se koshish karke sukhi hone ka jo cheshta chal raha hai, wo nahi hoga. Kaise hoga? भुक्ताराम यज्ञ तपसाम, ये जो मेंटल कॉन्कॉक्शन करने की करते हैं कि ये प्लान बनाया जाए तो हम लोग सुखी होंगे, ये प्लान किया जाए तो कभी नहीं होगा, क्योंकि वो मन का प्लान है, भगवान का प्लान नहीं है. दिस इज योर प्लान. हमारा मन का तुम्हारा मन का नहीं चलेगा. हमारा प्लान क्या है, खूब कष्ट करेंगे, यू नो, अच्छा मकान बनाएंगे, मजे में रहेंगे, फॉर अस आई मीन वी में से अच्छा पढ़ाई करेंगे, अच्छा लेक्चर देंगे, लोग वाह वाह करेंगे, या फिर अच्छा, यू नो, कुछ कुछ भी चीज अच्छा करेंगे आध्यात्मिक जीवन में. लेकिन मोटिवेशन क्या है, लोग मुझे अच्छा बोलेंगे, It's not that it is for Krishna, but it is for me. Then what will happen? तुमको ये छोड़ना ही पड़ेगा. Then Krishna says, हमारा प्लान क्या है? तुम खूब कष्ट करोगे, अच्छा मकान बनाएंगे, मजे में रहेंगे, कभी नहीं मरेंगे. That's what we think. कि मुझे कुछ नहीं होगा. I will just do what I want and always be glorious and on top of. Then he says that, और भगवान का प्लान है, तुमको ये छोड़ना ही पड़ेगा, मरना ही पड़ेगा. तो क्या प्लान बनाओगे? कुछ प्लान नहीं चलेगा. मृत्यु सर्वहरश्चतम, मृत्यु सबसे सब तरफ से तुमको छीन लेगी, कुछ नहीं ले पाओगे. ऐसे ही आए थे, ऐसे ही जाओगे. एक शरीर मिला था और एक शरीर लेना पड़ेगा. यह है प्लान. बस ये भगवान की माया का प्लान है, इसको आप अतिक्रमण नहीं कर सकते. वी कैनॉट सरपास बाईपास दिस यू नो प्लान ऑफ माया. दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल. यू मे ट्राई योर बेस्ट एंड स्ट्रगल, दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल. जो भगवान देन व्हाट ही सेज, जो भगवान का भक्त है वो जानते हैं कि फिर जब फिर मेरा कोई प्लान नहीं चल सकता तो वो कोई प्लान नहीं बनाते. वो कहते हैं हम आपके चरणों में आपको समर्पित कर दिया, आप ही का प्लान चलता है तो आप ही प्लान बनाइए. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. श्रीमद भागवत पुराण की जय. वांचा कल्पतरु वश्य कृपा सिंधु वे च पतितानां पावन भे वैष्णवे नमो नमः.